You're going to get us killed, Ferron, or worse, captured. Ferron smiled. His twin sister, Mariah, had always held a flair for the dramatic. He shook his mop of red hair out of the way, loose beads of sweat scattering as he landed another hard swing of his mallet on the anvil. The rhythm of each stroke was a song to which he could pair his heart, the beats as steady as the life pumping through his veins. His smithy was a humble affair. A large kiln sat at the back, taking up nearly a quarter of his workspace. Its hearth glowed with fresh coals, the heat a familiar comfort that Ferron found invigorating. Next to the kiln was a cooling tank, rung with a variety of tongs, hammers, and swages. Covering every inch of the stone walls were racks of tools and molds. Pieces of metal of all shapes and sizes lay in what might seem haphazard piles on the floor, but each pile was organized by type, future use, and amount of time required to forge. In front of Ferron sat a stone pedestal, roughly 1 foot in height. On top, an anvil, holding a long strip of metal he had been preparing for one of Rowan's nobility. It was to be a gift for their grandson. His first sword. Ferron thought it rather silly, considering the boy was only 3. But as long as their gold was good, a contract was a contract. "Are you listening to me?" Mariah asked. Ferron could practically hear her arms folding. He grunted. He had no intention of stopping for another one of their heated debates concerning his use of magic. The rumors of the Black Watch being spotted crossing into Keldor had many on edge, his sister included. The White Tower's reach was growing. This new Arch-Chancellor seemed to be on a personal mission to purge the 5 kingdoms of every last wielder. "Well?" Ferron remained silent. It wasn't that he didn't enjoy a good verbal joust with his sister, but he was too deep within the flow of his transferal to offer a proper rebuttal. Besides, an argument at this point would only end in defeat. She was right, after all. The magic coursed through him, its heat as strong as the forge he used. It started in his stomach and worked its way up and out through his arms and hands. The magic required his full attention. "You're using it again, aren't you? I can always tell, you know." She slowly moved her hand in front of her face. "The air, it tingles." His sister had no magic of her own, but she could sense his. Ferron didn't know if it had something to do with their being twins. "Take the transferal off before someone catches you. I don't plan on spending the rest of my life in the White Tower because of your carelessness." Ferron continued swinging as he counted down. 5, 4. "Ferron!" His name was followed with a hard foot stomp. He stopped mid-swing, his mallet still hanging in the air. "Didn't make it to 3 this time." Slowly, he lowered the hammer to his waist and turned around. He used the countdowns to judge his sister's mood, how far he could push without getting into too much trouble. If he could count all the way to 1, then he didn't have anything to worry about. 4 meant you better stop and listen, and 5, well, last time he'd seen a 5, he had to duck a flying tong. His sister stood just inside the doorway, tapping her foot on one of the wooden steps leading down into his shop. Having his smithy connected to their home was a convenience, but there were times he wished she would allow him to install a proper lock on his side. "I heard you the first time," he said. "You need to do more than hear me. You need to stop."